pleased to welcome Miami junior defensive back, Manny Ragumbo. Manny, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time. And obviously this year for you as a junior leader in that secondary with 71 tackles and one interception, if you just want to open the call with a comment about your season and what this has meant for your Red Hawk teammates.
This season here, what it's meant for us is just staying together. You know, we built a tight bond throughout fall camp, and I feel like it's really carried over in the secondary. One thing that we like to do, we like to have fun, whether it's practice, whether it's the game, and I feel like that correlates to the game. Once you're having fun, I feel like you play your best, and we've been really locked in. We've been really focused. So as a group in the secondary, we're just out there having fun every single day, every single play, and every single game, and I've really enjoyed it up to this point.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Manny Ragumbo. Let's go to our first question for Manny.
Your first question is from James Jimenez with the Hustle Belt.
Hey there, Manny. Congrats on getting up to this point so far in the season.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. This matchup coming up here at Ford Field is going to be a classic example of the unmovable force, you know, being the flying object. I'm not that great with my adages. Are you looking really forward to facing such a prolific offense that Central has? They have, you know, they're close to 2,000 yard receivers. Rushers, and they've got three or four fantastic receivers for the secondary to cover. How excited are you to try and prove your worth against them?
Extremely excited. Not only myself, but I feel like this is a good test for the defense. You know, we've watched them on film. Like you said, they have two really, really good backs who are very capable. You know, we've seen them break a lot of plays on film. The receivers are pretty capable as well. I'm pretty sure they're both leading the MAC in receiving yards. So I think we're excited here for the challenge. And I feel like I said, it's going to be a lot of fun to go up there and play these guys and see how we do against them.
Thank you.
Manny, talk about the non-conference schedule you had as far as it preparing you for the conference slate, and then within conference play, was there a certain game or two that seemed to really change the momentum for your team this year with the ultimate chance to win this East Division title and come to Detroit?
I feel like our non-conference schedule definitely had an impact on our regular season. You know, playing teams like Iowa, Cincinnati, and Ohio State, It really allows you to figure out what you're good at and what you're bad at. And we played Iowa pretty tough in the first half, and we've realized, you know, after that game, we had to finish in the second half. It's something that we didn't do. And then we came out strong against Cincinnati as well. And I just feel like those non-conference games really helped us to figure out exactly what it is we needed to work on. And early on in the season, it was really a good thing for us. And as far as the regular season, what game really sprung us, I feel like the Buffalo game definitely was an important one when I look back at it. We were coming off a loss to Ohio State, a pretty bad one, and we could have laid down. You know, we were down 14-3 at one point in the Buffalo game. We could have laid down and we could have hung our hat in the season. But we decided, you know, to keep moving forward, and we came out with a win. And then I'm pretty sure that game right there really shaped our character as a team.
Let's go to our next question for Manny.
Your next question comes from the line of Austin Chastain with Central Michigan Life.
What did you say? I couldn't hear you.
Go ahead, Austin.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, great. So, Manny, I know you kind of already answered a similar question, but I'll ask you a two-part question here. What are you expecting from CMU kind of as a whole, and what should CMU expect from the Red Hawk defense?
What do I expect from Central Michigan? I expect them to come out prepared. I expect them to come out the gates swinging. You know, like I said, they got backs who are very capable. They got receivers who make huge plays. Their quarterback is really poised in the pocket. You know, they've got a nice scheme going on when you look at the film. So I expect them to come out and do what they've been doing the whole season. You know, consistently being one of the top offenses in our league. And as far as the Redhawks, we're just going to continue to prepare. That's one thing that we've done and we've hung our hats on the defense side of the ball is prepare. So I expect them to expect us to come out prepared to play hard, prepared to play for 60 minutes.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Well, Manny, at this point, we'll let you get back to preparation for Central Michigan. Again, I want to say thank you for your time. Congratulations on your wonderful season. We want to wish you the best of luck this coming Saturday in Detroit.